That's 1, 2, 3.
That's 1, 2, 3. Following is a phone call to cell phone number.
The cell phone number for... This is in reference to case number 05368. And this is ID number 7915, Detective Joe Ricari.
Detective Joe Ricari, Palm Beach Police.
How are you?
Good, good.
Good.
Is this a good time, or?
Yeah, what's your comment? Cell phone tends to, you know, have bad signals sometimes,
okay.
But they go off, so.
Okay.
Okay?
Alrighty.
Okay.
Much better?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Okay. Well, the reason why I wanted to talk to you is, like I explained before, I have an ongoing investigation on the case involving Jeffrey Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And through the investigation, I do know that you do have some information, or that you have been to the house at least.
Right.
And I just wanted to talk to you about what occurs at the house.
Okay.
Okay. Now, your date of birth is... Alright, well, if you could tell me in basically in your own words, how is it that you met Mr. Epstein?
I met him through a girl named... She was a mutual friend. We both had the same friend, and I met her, and the conversation came up, massage. I was like, oh, I'm a massage therapist also. And she's like, oh, I have a great client over in Palm Beach, whatever. And, you know, he's always looking for a massage therapist, so... So she hooked me up with the number, and I went over there, and he absolutely loved my massages, and I've been probably a client now, I want to say 3 years now.
Okay, for 3 years?
Probably, 2 to 3. Maybe closer to 3.
How long have you been a massage therapist?
I started going to school back in 99, so, and licensed in 2002.
Alright, so you go over and you provide him a massage?
Correct, and I've also have worked on, he's had like clients in before. I don't know if they're even clients, but he's had guests, I should say. And, you know, speaking to people, I've worked on some of the assistants before, but mostly for him.
Okay. Now, any of the guests or the assistants, other males?
Yeah, I had one gentleman, one older guy.
Okay. And is assistance for females?
Yeah, besides like the cooks and all.
And you've done, worked on the cooks and stuff?
No, just the girls.
Okay, do you remember their names?
You know, I have the first name. I believe that there's assistance, because I'm actually reading that told you I found that thing online, called International Man, or Man of Mystery, Money Man, whatever. I was reading it, how it says, you know, his assistants are female, so I'm only assuming that they're his assistants. There must be, because they're the ones that called me to set up for the massage, so he doesn't actually do the calling. Hey, Christina, let's come on over. And I think I barely spoke like 5 sentences to this guy, seriously.
You don't speak when you do
it
the massages?
Not at all. What do you say to me? I don't ever know what to say. You know, we have nothing, absolutely nothing in common, except the fact that we both value massages. It's important, you know, a factor in your life that you need them, you know, but other than that, no conversation.
Well, have you ever worked on anyone that appears to be young?
Anyone that appears to be young?
Like younger than you?
Well, I'm 26.
Right.
And, well, almost 26, and I don't know. I think Sam and Adriana were about the same age as me, if not older. Right? I don't know. They might have been younger.
Anyone like high school age?
No, I don't think so.
All right, so walk me through the massage then. You get called by either Adriana or Sarah or one of his other assistants.
I get called. They're like, how you doing? Jesse's in town. Would you be available for massage Sunday at noon, which is like the usual time? And absolutely. So I get there and I park my car on the side, not in the driveway. And I go in and knock the door. And I've got the door. One of the cooks, Sarah went at the door. And I'll sit down at the bar. They always offer me something to drink. And then they come down and they're like, okay, go ahead and go upstairs and set up upstairs. You've got one of these bathrooms is like set up for massage. So I go there, grab the table and get that prepared, and he goes in there. And then I usually set the phone up for him next to the table because he talks a lot on the phone.
Okay.
And then I do my massage, and then that's it. And then he can still even be on the phone, or put the phone down. He's like, okay, thanks a lot, Chris. That was wonderful. How can I pay you? And that's it.
Okay. Well, when you go upstairs, which stairwell do you utilize?
I don't know what it's called. The one that's closest to the kitchen. I don't go in the living room or nothing.
Okay.
The one that's by the kitchen.
That's in the kitchen. And it has like a little round, it's like a little circular stairwell.
Yep, that goes up to the hallway and that leads down to... Right.
It's like his master bedroom, master bathroom, right?
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you notice anything odd or peculiar as you're going up the stairs?
No, really. I mean, we've got nice big paintings and everything, and
really
odd at all, man.
Okay. Does he come in clothed or just wearing a towel or?
No, he comes in and wears his I don't know what this is relevant for. This is how people normally get a massage. You come in your clothes and then you get on the table and you get undressed, so that's
okay. No, I know. But I'm just trying to get a picture in my mind.
No, he walks in, I'm usually after I set up his legs. He just like, or like a wrecker. He comes in, hey Chris, how's my favorite massage therapist doing? I'm like, good, how are you? He's like, I'm so much better about now that you're here. And that's pretty much all the conversation we had, besides at the end where he's like, okay, he's like, that was wonderful, have Sarah or whoever's down there pay you, so.
Have you ever felt, when you're providing the massage, uncomfortable?
Not at all.
No. Has he ever tried to touch you in any way?
Absolutely not. Very professional.
Okay. Has he ever asked you to remove your clothing when you're providing the massage?
No.
Okay. Like I mentioned before, he is aware of this investigation.
Okay.
Because this has been going for quite some time, and like I said, he is aware of it. Has anyone in his legal defense team or his private investigators reached out to try to speak to you?
No, and I hope they don't, because I don't even know why I'm in this position or why I'm even being consulted. I'm very upset,
Well, don't be upset. I mean, basically, the reason why I made contact with you was obviously we were conducting surveillance at the house, and you were seen there, as well as your phone numbers were located when we executed a search warrant at the house. So that's how your information became available to me. Not for anything bad, I needed to talk to you to see what involvement you had with the house, obviously.
Okay.
So don't feel upset or anything like that. I mean, you're not the only person I've spoken with. I've spoken with, 35 other girls.
No way. Really? Yeah. All down
in Palm Beach? Uh-huh. Wow.
How does he know? Because I know every time, I don't know how often he's down in Palm Beach, but I know every time he is in Palm Beach, he usually does call me. Not so that I think, because he told me that I'm like one of the best massage therapists, but, he keeps telling that to everybody. Because I do deep tissue work. I get in there and I'm putting all my 150 pounds into him. It's not nurse heat, it's light soft. I'm working out knots, full on, I'm like the German massage therapist. It's you know, no Swedish involved, all not working, so.
Oh, so you, like, really hurt people.
I hurt people. There's no sweet talking with me, absolutely not. No, that's why I think he has me over usually when he comes down, because, again, I'm not doing the very light Swedish, because he has, because I know, I think he gets a massage every day, if I'm correct, and so when he wants a really good, deep massage, I'm the person.
Okay.
So it's 6 weeks professionally comes in, you know, I work the same spots, you do the back of his legs, and he gets the worst, probably from traveling so much in his shoulders, you know, with the legs, I don't know, but he's got, you know, some serious neck thing going on, but,
Do you work his chest area?
No, not the chest. Mm-hmm. Maybe sometimes, like, right where the, you know, the pectoralis major goes, because that goes all from the top, where the sternum is, and the clavicle and all. Maybe like when I'm doing some arm thing, I press down on the chest just for compression, but nothing tickle, nothing going through, you know, chest like that, no, not at all.
Okay.
I'm not the person for that. You might have other people that do that, but, you know, I can't say what, you know.
How many times would you say you've been to his house?
I can't tell you that. I have no idea. Probably...
A lot.
Probably
20, more than 20.
Definitely 20 plus.
All right, so more than
20. Yeah, again, I just think I've been a client. He's been one of my clients now for I think about 3 years now.
Okay.
And sometimes there's spells where I don't see him for 6 months, you know.
Right.
And then there's sometimes he's down in my comedies, which I think most like any regular season, you know, is down. They're here January, February, March, where it's freezing cold in New York, and they come down here to the, you know,
Palm Beach.
Absolutely not. That's why I left up north.
I just to deal with the cold.
Yeah. Sorry. I wouldn't know. I'm Floridian. Always seen snow one time and hopefully the last time. But, so yeah, you know, again, sometimes I've seen them sometimes two, three times in 1 week, and then I won't go see them about 6-8 months. So it's up to grabs.
Depends on when he comes down, basically.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Ballpark figure. What does he normally pay you for a massage?
Well, massages, he normally charges, usually gives the girls $100 for, you know, per hour. Which is not that bad. Meaning, you know, I charge my normal clients like $75. So somebody with that outstanding sort of money, you normally like to charge more because you know they can afford it. You know, that's kind of nice about, you know, being a massage therapist. Sort of charge your own hours. So, and I do sometimes work on him 2 hours, yes.
Wow.
My boss gets a 2 hour massage weekly, spoiled, and he's not a small guy either. I'm overworked. I need a vacation. So yeah, I have, 2 hours, which is not usually a problem for me.
Okay. Alrighty. Has everything you've told me been true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Absolutely.
Alrighty.
So are you saying that I might have been in contact with some?
Well, I know he has private investigators out there talking to people and, you know, trying to find out, you know, people who I'm talking to, et cetera. So don't be surprised if you do get a phone call. But just bear in mind that, you know, you don't have to speak with them. They're not law enforcement people at all.
Okay.
But if, you know, if you have any problems or anything, or give me a call.
Okay.
Well,
this is
an ongoing investigation, so I can't really, like, give you a whole lot of information, but...
Right. Well, my boyfriend's going to be wanting to know, of course, like all my family, and my brother, a little inquisitive one, he's like, oh, Jeffrey Epstein, international man, when he went and found his website online, he's like, don't think I'm stupid, he went online, and he read his thing, and he's like, oh, you're in trouble, he's like,
no, you're not in trouble.
Yeah, you better be hearing the lawyer.
I tried to explain that to him, too, but I don't think he wanted to hear that.
Yeah. Well, after reading that,
hey, you know, I have a sister, too, so I'm very protective of my sister, so.
Definitely.
I can't blame the guy, you know.
He saw, like, that whole memo thing about him and, like, who he's friends with, and he's like, I think that's what kind of scared him. He's like, you know, and I'm like, well, I didn't do anything, and I'll say whatever, you know, what needs to be said.
But. Well, I appreciate that, and like I said, you're not in any trouble whatsoever, and the only reason why I asked you these questions was because it is an ongoing investigation, and these are just questions that I do have to ask.
Okay, so am I going to be contacted again in the future? What's
I don't anticipate. I don't anticipate calling you for anything. But I'll definitely give you a call on yourself if there's any questions or anything like that.
Okay, that sounds good. And again, if somebody from his end calls, you know.
Right. I mean, it's up to you. You can talk to him if you want to. Like I said, you haven't done anything wrong, so it's totally up to you.
Okay. Then. Okay, well, I'm glad this conversation is over.
Well, I know, it's a little nerve-wracking, especially when the detective calls you and says, I need to speak to you.
I know, so...
I can assure you that you're in no trouble whatsoever, and I try to explain that to your brother, but...
Yeah, I just told everything that I need to know, and I hope everything works out. I mean, overall, he's very nice. When it comes to business, it's business, but it seems he's like a very fun guy. He just has like, you know, love and like attitude, and he's very fun, you know, for what I see, and you know, so I don't know, but
has he ever taken you out?
Oh no.
You've ever flown with him or anything like that?
Not at all, because you know, I think why I never was asked or anything like that, because I have a nose ring and I have visible tattoos, so, and I don't think he likes that, but yes, I'm telling you, I do a really good deep tissue massage, and that's all he was cared about, you know. To him, I wasn't like attractive. I'm like, you know, I know he's attractive women because, you know, I've seen his assistants so pretty, you know. And I'm not saying I'm not pretty, but, you know, I got tattoos and I know he doesn't find that attractive at all. So, and I've got like, you know, few visible ones. So, I've even Maxwell. I had met Maxwell before. She was there one time, and a very strict lady. And I came in, she said, tattoos. She's like, why do you have these tattoos now? Why do you have these tattoos? And they said, I don't think they like them at all. So, you know, I wasn't what you would call a takeout quality, I guess, whatever. So, I was first for a deep tissue massage, so.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Well, thank you so very much, and have a great day.
Hey, you too. Alrighty.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Following was the conversation with time by my watch is 9:39 a.m. on January 27, 2006.